Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dobro jutro, olo, hola, bonjour, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want you to know that I'm really not a happy camper this morning. Do you want to know why? The weather has been in the 60s. My outdoor plants, hanging baskets, when you come into my apartment and you make your way out onto the lanai or the pad of the balcony and you sit down, it is like sitting in a flower pot. They are cold. It is cold. It wasn't too long ago before when we had to put the air conditioner on in our car and have the fans going. I don't use an air conditioner in my apartment because of my orchids and my ficus tree. And I checked. You see, I water. I'm a flower person. And I water my orchids with ice cubes. Every Tuesday, they get their dose of water. And my beautiful ivy plant that's growing in the bedroom, that gets tap water. So Tuesday is the day when I'm running around watering everything. And I sent today, the other day, to my plants, I do talk to them, that, you better start producing more babies. You see, the last production of flowers, orchids, I had 11 blooming. And the one plant, the four or five that were on this one plant, lasted 4 months. And I said, it's time for mommy to have more babies to take care of. I went to water yesterday, and sure enough, of this one plant that is so prolific in giving me blooms, has five more. And I'm wondering, I was curious, when did this happen? Huh? I was stunned, absolutely stunned. And today I had to take out another plant that I thought would survive in the home environment inside, but it's looking at me and saying, put me out on the balcony where I belong. And then I have a peace plant, and I had to take her out too. Oh, I have to transplant her. She just needs so much water. She needs so much care, and she's always thirsty. And I told you about my spikes that I bought maybe 2 years ago, in the pot, if they were about 10 inches tall, I'd be surprised. Now they're about 3 feet tall, and I honestly don't know where on earth I'm going to put them and how soon. Oh, no, I don't have to bring them in until October and sometimes November, depending on the temperature. They don't like to be in temperature below 50. So, let's see, today, of course, I'm always anxious to get on the air with all of you, and the lure of traveling was yesterday and today, and just where are you going to vacation this year? But before we get into that, let me give you the contact information. You could call in and talk with me. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And I have some exciting news to share with you after I finish giving you all of this information and before I go into the core and the guts of the show. You could contact me on my email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.com. You could write to me as Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I love to get letters. Love letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And do you have a dream vacation? On your bucket list, where on the list is your dream vacation? You may as well do it now. Come on, this moment is all that we have. Right this minute. It is 8.05 a.m. Central Time. This is It Tootsies. And if you're not enjoying your life now, when are you? What are you doing? You're here not to take up space. Do you hear me? You're here not to take up space. You're here to make it the best ever. Don't you want to invest in you? You know, we're all role models. I am writing an article about curiosity. And the definition of curiosity is, according to Webster, eager to learn and strange. And then I wrote a little sidebar, can't understand why curiosity would be described as strange. But I have to tell you, I think it is. Now, when I talk to you about this, you see, I'm actually verbalizing my entry into this, I don't know, it's going to be selected to appear in a book, I don't know. But it got my attention, and I'll tell you what was strange. First of all, you all know that I come from an immigrant background, and that I was raised in an environment where children were to be seen, not heard. And I told you about the Red Hill. Now, Ma and Pa came from Europe, and I didn't speak English until I went to first grade in grammar school. And there was the Forbidden Red Hill. I told you about that. But isn't it strange? Now, think about it. A little 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid, obsessed with wanting to sing and dance, wanting everyone to hear her voice, to be seen, to be heard. It wasn't going to happen at home. But when did I get the epiphany? Escape to the Forbidden Red Hill. And I did. And from that, I was led to classical ballet at the age of 10 to 11. Isn't it strange, while having to make up a class in summer school that one year, that I would meet Mitzi? And she said to me one day, "Would you like to come to my ballet class?" The truth be known, I didn't even know what ballet was. And I went. And when I walked into that academy, I'm telling you, this is strange. I walked in and I saw the ballet bar and the mirrors and the madam conducting porte-bras, dégagé. And a voice from the back of my head said, "Phew, what took you so long?" Isn't that strange? And I went, "I hear voices." And then my grammar school gym teacher, Helen Flaherty, oh, I'd love to get in touch with her today, she saw that I had a special talent, that I was artsy. She took me by the hand to the Lyric Opera, downtown to the Lyric Opera House. I mean, a jaunt from the south side of Chicago. 98th and Escanaba, our school. And I checked coats so that I could hear all of the operas and see all of the ballets, the Kirov from Russia, the New York City Ballet, Chicago Ballet. I was in hog heaven. And then isn't it strange that without even thinking, I knew that I had to audition to be part of the ballet ensemble to tour the local fairs and states during the summer? I was 12 years old. How did I get me from the south side of Chicago to way downtown, way north on Clark Avenue, get on a trolley, a streetcar, to where the auditions were being held? And I could see me climbing the stairs, and I could see me auditioning. And the first year, I got the lead role in one of the ballets that we did. Is it coincidence? I was eager, but isn't it strange? Fast forward. From ballet into the world of haute couture fashion. At the age of 25, oh, I went through all of that. Never started high school on time. And then I met the Silver Fox, the iron worker, and I married at 20, and he was 26. And the experts said, whoever they were, said, oh, it'll never last. She comes from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and she's marrying what? An iron worker. I want you to know that iron workers are the Dom Pérignon of the trades. And then we had three beautiful children, and the youngest, Bob. I remember 2 years old, I was pushing him on a swing in a park, and I thought, what? My creative juices were kicking up again. And I began my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. Then I decided to design and create my own fashions. I mean, coats and dresses. Oh, I made a circle coat that, oh, I wish I had kept it. I won so many awards at fashion contests that they finally asked me just to be a judge. And I do have beautiful paintings and artifacts that I won. Isn't that strange? And then the lure of researching the phenomena of aging caught my attention. Because you see, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. So the lure of wanting to know about aging, because you see, at that time when I was growing up in the Croatian, Serbian, I don't want to call it a ghetto, it wasn't a ghetto, but they're always fighting, they still are today. I saw these hardworking people at 30 look like 50. Their only concern was making sure that there was food on the table. Pa never stood in a bread line. It would have horrified him. And he walked to work, Wisconsin Steel. No easy jaunt from 99th and Escanaba to 107th, Torrance Avenue. Rain or shine, sometimes when it was really blustery, Ma would give him a quarter so he could take a bus back and forth. But I could still see him walking home, his arms open out so he would pick us up and hug us. And Pa got up at 4:30 in the morning to get the fire going to make sure that all of his kids were warm and Ma with her baking. I inherited my father's work ethics, and thank you, Ma, for being the nutritionalist you are. You were a natural nutritionist. I am enjoying optimal health because of her choices. Very little sugar. Never drink milk with meat or fish, and no junk food ever. You know what the highlight of our month was? And of course, you know, she would make banana curls with rags, strips of rags, get us all dressed up, three sisters, and would take us to 63rd and Halsted for an ice cream sandwich, a waffle. I digress. backward to 1990, 1991, I was doing facial fitness, facial toning, and teaching all of my clientele about the choices that they make in their life will either come back to embrace them or bite them in the butt. And it's for you, too. Why do you think I'm doing talk radio? I know it's my life. I know it's time out of my life. But I want to share it with you. Because how you age is totally up to you. Ah, yeah, I know genetics have something to do with it. But it still goes back to choices. But Suzanne came in, and she said, oh, you have to go and audition to be in this part. There's a play, Emily, and David Wickman is looking for Deirdre, an actress to play the mother of Emily. I said, Zan, I don't have any acting experience. What are you talking about? I'm not doing it. She said, oh, yes, you are. If I have to drag you there, I will. So I called him, I'll tell you how gutsy I was, and I said, Mr. David, I'm terribly busy, and the theater on Lincoln Avenue is so close to Wrigley Park, and I really don't want to be bothered with the baseball fans and the traffic. And he listened very kindly, and I got dead air. He said, really? I got you scheduled for Wednesday at 4 p.m. Be here. Goodbye. And when I told Zan what I did, she said, what? Oh, no, Kathy. Kathy, darling, you don't tell a director of a soon-to-be very popular play, and women are lusting to get this part, that he should come to you? Well, now I was curious, but here's another strange part. I did go to the theater, and it was semi-dark. And I walked in, and I was the back of the theater. And I got that whoosh, that wind again. What took you so long? And I turned around, and I thought, oh, that voice again. And I just stood there frozen in time. And I'm sure my eyes were as big as circles, quarters, half dollars. And David said, Kathy, it's time for your audition. I want you to read. So I got up on the stage, and he gave me. I didn't practice. He just gave me what I had to memorize. It was a long play. When I finished, and he looked at me and he got up. He walked up closer to the stage and looked at me and said, the part is yours. Now I said, oh, you could take your time and decide if I'm right for Emily. You could call me tomorrow. I have fashion shows to do, but I'll take your call. And he said, what part of what I said don't you get? It's yours. It's yours, Kathy. I want you to know, we did performances Thursdays, Fridays, two on Saturday and Sunday. One, two, three, four, about six performances a week for about 5 months. I was in heaven. Now, keep in mind that I'm still working out because, you know, I'm an exercise guru, getting up at 3:30 in the morning to climb my stairs, to see clients, to rush to rehearsals, get to performances. I was functioning, got about 4 to 5 hours sleep, and it was heaven. I was following my heart. No, I didn't know. I was not consciously aware that there was that little seed of curiosity that seed of, wasn't it strange? And then we were to be at the Belmont Theater, but there wasn't enough money. And we had to strike the show. But oh, what memories. It's like taking that trip to Africa. I really wanted to go to Anna Osland Spa in Romania to dance and sing with the gypsies up in the mountains, but I wound up in Africa. You see, the lure of traveling has always been with me, but I was constricted to a point because I was a little girl. But then, isn't it strange? I started to tour and travel at the age of 12. Back then, times were gentler. I'm sure they were. And it was the most glorious 5 years of my life. I had no role models. I didn't, other than Helen Flattery, I had no one to take me by the hand. I had to figure it out by myself. But I had guides. I had to. I was guided in my decisions. And Ma and Pa, when it came time to sign the paper that they agreed to let me go tour, they said it would be easier than to put up with my temper tantrums because, man, I had it down pat. And in my mind's eye, I could see me leaving. First time in my life that I ever left home. And traveled to the Union Station downtown in Chicago. And every time I go to that Union Station, I see me there. Uncle Luca was there crying. What are you doing, Jesse? Jesse, ti katica dojci amo, ja ću zvaniti s tebom. It's Catherine, come here, I want to talk to you. Where are you going? And Ma and Pa wringing their hands. I was so embarrassed. I had to walk away from them. Then it was time for me to board the train. And they were crying. And my sister Helen took them by the hand and said, time to go home. But I wasn't going with them. And I'm on the train. And 2 weeks later, guess who was crying? Me. I was a little girl. I was only 12 years old. Today, you can't let a kid 12 years old cross the street because of the rage that's in the world today. And every time I hear a train whistle, it takes me back to that glorious time when I was 12 up till 17. The lure of traveling is just part of me. The excitement. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com / Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, to hear any of my shows. They're archived. And if you want to have your own show, all you have to do is log on blogtalkradio.com. And join the consortium. Or call me at 847-882-8717. We'll get started. You have no idea how awesome you are and how brilliantly talented you are. We just have to unshackle your lack of confidence and your toxic negative thinking. Yeah. We were all born in a world where it was negative thinking. Most of it. 99% of it was. Doesn't have to be that way. We're going to reprogram your computer in your brain. Take Take the lessons that you've learned. Excuse me. Take the lessons that you've learned from the past. Learn from them, then release them. And only bring them up again when it's going to serve you. You're awesome. Call me at 847-882-8717. Or write to me, Kathy Watson, P.O. Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And let's get started. Wouldn't you love to be part of the radio consortium, Live with Kathy? It's so simple. You know, my show is sponsor-driven. But there's a new twist. It's a learning curve. It's to see what you got. It's to develop you. We're going to find out about the authentic you. We're going to develop the infinite potential that you have that you're not even aware of. Did you know that your voice defines you? It defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your signature, your branding. It's you. Haven't you ever seen beautifully groomed men and women, glamorous, handsome? All of that is ruined the minute they open them. Hi there. Yeah, my name is Kathy Watson, and I do talk radio, and I really want you. I want to encourage you. How long would you listen to me? So when you think about talk radio, I'm talking about a learning curve. It's a very powerful marketing tool. It's reaching out with frequency, constantly, constantly, reaching the world. But it's about you. It's an introductory offer, 10 weeks. You call me at 847-882-8717, and we'll discuss it. We'll see if we resonate, because now we're going to walk alongside of each other, hold our hands. I'm not going to walk in front of you and behind you. No constructive criticism, which I think is destructive anyway. We're going to tweak. And so with you, I'm going to write your commercial. It's going to be heard 4 times. I don't know what your product is, your service. Your event, your book, could it be poems? Could it be on food? Could it be about your life? How is it going to serve the world? But it's going to serve you first. Did you love? Did you matter? Did you care? Did you contribute? Someone to love, something to do. Did you love? Did you matter? Now, in the 10 weeks, you're invited to co-host with me. Go on to my archives and go to June 6th and listen to Mr. Walter Weiss, the General President of Iron Workers International, and Kevin Hilton, the CEO of Impact. Now, we tweaked it a little bit before the show, but there wasn't a wrinkle in the rug. It was smooth. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was educating. You see, iron workers are the Dom Pérignon of the trades. I married an iron worker, I know. And they have that now. They could do an email blast the whole world. They could put it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, anything. To get the word out about the character, to illuminate the character of ironworkers, to realize that their creative poetry walks hand in glove with the classics. The similarities abound with creative construction and the classics, but our worlds apart. And you'll find out more about the opportunity of ironworking, college versus trade, earn while you learn. But that could be you too. when you join the consortium. It's so affordable. Now, I prep you for the show. Of course I do. And then you get to hear yourself. You sit very quietly in the room all by yourself. Close your eyes after you've logged on and hear yourself, and you're going to ask yourself one question after the show is over with. Would I jump up and run to the phone and get in touch with me, my product, and what I'm offering? Remember Joe Popiel or John Popiel? He was just the master in infomercials. I told you this story. Remember one night, 1:30 in the morning, sitting in my beautiful apartment in the Gold Coast, and I hear him talking about an electric walk? He was on 30 seconds. I nearly broke my foot running to the phone to order it. I didn't need an electric walk. That's not my point. I ordered it. He was so dynamic. When I got it, the Silver Fox said, "What is it?" I said, "You're going to eat Chinese." And we did. I loved it. It was one-stop cooking. I loved it. Now, how powerful are you? Let's find out. I listen to my shows all the time and with a pencil and paper, and I'm correcting. Did you hear me breathing? How many times did I say, or? You know, no. There are some broadcasters on television. Oh, I want to email and say, don't you know that you're going after every sentence? How about you? What fire in the belly dream do you have? Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Imagine me holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you. You are now famous, so now it's in the archives. We tweak it, and I put you back on the air shortly again after that to tweak what needed to be tweaked, and you are in heaven, radio heaven. Now you email the whole world and say, "I was a co-host on Live with Kathy. I'm now part of her consortium." Now, sidebar. The minute you say radio advertising, newspaper advertising, mostly radio, you're expecting the floodgates to open. Unless you have millions and millions of dollars for repetition, repetition, name recognition, 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 exposure, exposure, like all of the fast food chains, anything that's going on, have enough money to advertise the World Cup, which is starting in July in Is it Argentina or Brazil? I don't know. But they spend millions and millions of dollars. What it will cost to get you started on the road to adventure is a teeny little tiny eyedrop in the ocean. So if you have a passion about personal development, about unchaining the shackles that are holding you down from achieving your dream, call me at 847-882-8717. You see, as the population ages, the need for what you have, your product, your service, grows and grows and grows. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. It's a 4-year course. You're making money and you're learning. Your health care is taken care of, your insurance and your pension. Start now. In a blink of an eye, you're going to be retirement. And let's hope that there will be Medicare and Social Security for you. See if it's for you. Iron workers, what a noble profession. It is my pleasure. Hoffman Estates Park District. I told you I'm an elite stair climber, sassy too. I'm an octogenarian. Ah, can't believe it. I still see myself as 30 years old. I climb 50 flights in 9 minutes. Took 15 minutes off of last year's climb when I was 79. You see, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. The truth is, it did matter to me when I realized 80. Where did the time go? But remember, my curiosity, my lure for traveling took me halfway, almost all around the world. And if I could do it, why can't you? Are you working out? We're going to do another show pretty quick about brain versus exercise, dementia, Alzheimer's. I know, I don't even use the word cancel, senior moments, cancel, cancel. Doesn't have to be that way. It's your choice. Log on to heparks.org. Enrica Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. If you don't drive, they'll get you coming and going. Check your park districts, senior centers, and libraries. They will be delighted to work with you. But you have to initiate it. Be curious. Find out what you can do to get back into this life. Oh, I see. Ice cream socials and early bird specials. How can you eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, it's all choice. I'm not going to be judgmental. I don't eat until 7 at night. And when I'm on board ship, I'll never take early seating ever, ever again. We did it once, and by 9:30 we were all done, and I said, now what do? We always take the late seating. But it's choice. What makes you happy? heparks.org and volunteer. Volunteer for the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Their mission is to protect, preserve, strengthen, and ensure the financial security, health, and well-being of our current and future generations. Right now, to get involved, to talk to the legislative hotline. It's automated, and your area code will put you in touch with your legislators in your area. 800-998-0180. If you don't tell them that you're unhappy, they think they're doing a great job. And to get involved at the grassroots, call 800-998-0181. And if you don't do something about it, there ain't going to be Medicare and Social Security. But that's another show. You know, it seems to me that I should have 3 hours, 1 hour devoted to each segment that I want to address with you. Having problems with some of your finances, and I have a marvelous CPA, Greg McIntyre. You could reach him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And he'll help with you with a little niggly, and if it's going to really take a whole bunch of time, then he will assess a rate for you. But he's really a caring and nice guy, and his wife too. Okay, let's talk about your thinking habits. Are you filled with positive energy power? Really excited, you know, when you woke up this morning, the canvas was blank. You get to be the artist of your day, the Michelangelo of your day. And you design whatever you want. How do you want your day to go? You are the pilot. You're the captain of your ship. I don't want it. It could be a rowboat. I don't care. But it's yours. And you start with baby steps. Edith Nam did. She's an author extraordinaire. And she wrote many books, and the current book is Change to a Positive Mindset, and it will extend your life. Stress, anxiety, ulcers is about what's eating you, not what you eat. Did you get that if you have ulcers? It's not about what you're eating. It's about what's eating you. This book is a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Log on www.enamm.com. Get her book. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And if you're suffering from TNT, stress, anxiety, premature factors in premature aging, factors in premature aging and death. Yeah. What for? What are you thinking? What are you doing? Get the book. It just may save your life. I love talking about home-based businesses. Come on, be your own CEO. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Yes, you are smart enough. No, you don't need a degree. No, you don't need thousands of dollars. In many cases, nada. I don't know, are you having trouble paying your bills? You've been downsized, you got dreaded pink slipped? Huh, so much for company loyalty. Are you a solopreneur? Are you retired and have dreams of starting your own business? And you don't have to invest huge capital. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. And I've got the formula. I have the business plan that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. A home-based business encourages you to believe in yourself. Log on, Leticia, Leticia dot myshackley.com. Call to action. Inviting all women in the world, not only in America, but globally, 2014, the year to reign supreme. The year to let each of our voices heard, but coming together in solidarity. And we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The days of getting wealthy by working for corporate America are numbered. What do? Get a gold watch? Many times. You're fired. That's it. This is the year to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Change is constant. Shift strategies. You have to shift strategies to accommodate change. And there is a way with a home-based business. Come on, it's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own consortium. Ours are yours. You're the CEO. Make it a family affair. Log on, Leticia dot myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And today's topic is the lure of traveling. Where are you going to vacation this year? But I have to digress for just a moment. For just a moment. I need an agent. But agents want to be paid up front. And then I got an aha. Yeah. One of my associates, one of the my dynamic mastermind group, Hugh called me and said, you've got to check into Virtual Portal. And I'm going, what? What are you talking about, Virtual Portal? He said, well, Kathy, you've been talking about that I need more exposure. I need to reach more people to say, hey, take time to live. Our life and world have so much to give. Don't give up on you as an individual. And now you're going to do it, and you're going to embrace the technology that is out there today. You won't have to rely on one person who isn't getting the job done. Virtual Portal. Oh, you've got to take this down. This is the telephone number. No, I'm going to give you my... Here it is. Okay. I want you to log on to... Take this down. HTTP semicolon forward slash to simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. That's my site. It is simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. It's a state-of-the-art opportunity which works with smartphones and computers and can be used to promote anything. It's growing like crazy. And it was developed by founders. Colleen Sullivan is the CEO, and they have a successful track record with establishing a previous business about 15 years ago that's worth about $40 million today. And they have incorporated many of the features learned there into Virtual Portal. Additionally, over 70% of the employees that started with them are still there. It is so affordable. It is so, you can't afford not to invest in you. What I paid to become part of the consortium was a drop in the bucket compared to what I paid a human being, an agent. So what you're investing in is an opportunity with the state-of-the-art video products which can be used with smartphones and computers to promote anything. In addition, it provides passive income, but that's secondary. Get out there. Get promoting you. It's all about you. Get excited about what you have to offer the world. And then, it's contagious. When others see what you're doing and how you're doing it, and the word is getting out there, they want to be part of it. And it's up to you. How exciting. This is for everyone. And I'm going to have my videographer come in, Tom, who is brilliant. And we're going to do a video about my passion and what it is that I want to share with the world. So many of you are not enjoying the quality of life that you deserve. You see, with the video, which works with smartphones and computers, can be used to promote anything with video and video text. And it's all about you. So call me at 847-882-8717. And if you're really interested, I will set up a three-way conference call with Dr. Ed Maloney, who is absolutely, who's guiding me. I'm taking a baby step. I'm just learning about it. And I want to share it with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the calling number is 347-637-3789. And thank you, sponsors. Thank you, sponsors. And if you want to be part of it, you know how easy that is. All you have to do is call me, and let's get started. And radio is one of the virtues of virtual portal. You know, we wrote the book, Choices. I introduced you to the book, Choices, in 2012. And we did a PSA. We're doing a PSA on Seniors Beware, Con and Scam Artists Exposed. Be careful with your IRS. The only way IRS will contact you is via mail. They very rarely call you. It's pandemic. All of you be aware. They know how to target their tray. They know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. Oh, and they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. Call the police. Call us. Do not send them any money, above all. If you want something, you don't have to pay for them to process it. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live. Immediately call the fraud hotline at 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. Victims, last year, based on reports, we lost $3 billion a year to the con and scam artists. But the true figure may be many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Thank you, Stephen Stressler, Reviva and Choices, From Humble Beginnings to Success, to Sandy Hutchings in Choices, Living Her Life in Paradise, Sanibel Island in Florida. Chuck Brazelton, his chapter on frozen toes to fingertips. Lee Patrick, our dynamic fashionista who made her passage on May 1st and now is a heavenly angel. And her story about, hey, I quit. I quit corporate America. Even though she's making over $30,000 a year, she went into her own home-based business. And years later, getting checks every month in the four figures. And then Rhea, who has an adventuresome spirit. But she said, Kathy, you just got to be who you are. It's all in the book Choices. How to get choices? Call me at 847-882-8717, and depending how many you order, I will give you a discount. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House and Barnes and Noble. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio in 2014. Hey, come on. Where do you want to go? Are you an outdoorsman? Do you want it to be a romantic getaway? You heard about that yesterday. How about the Yore, the Lure of the Islands? This summer, let it be adventuresome. Take me there. Villa Dubrovnik, a modernistic jewel on the Croatian coast, has enchanted guests with its rugged Adriatic scenery and enduring style since 1961. Croatia. I am Croatian and Hungarian. There are few more glamorous ways to arrive at a hotel than by water taxi. Oh, how exciting! And at the Villa Dubrovnik, It's practically a must given the property's seclusion. It's built into a cliff. And a 10-minute vaporetto-style boat ride from the port at Dubrovnik's Old Town, the Helen, the hotel, is a bastion of mid-century resort architecture with staggered white stone terraces that descend toward the Adriatic. The four floors, fronted by sea-view balconies and floor-to-ceiling windows, house 56 airy and luxurious guest rooms. A short walk away, the standalone Villa Colon can be rented as one or two private suites. And at the shoreline, concrete platforms nestled into the natural sandstone create an idyllic swimming spot. But you have to wake up early enough to score one of the prized front row loungers, and you can sun yourself while gazing out toward the island of Lochrum, your reverie interrupted only by dips in the glassy blue waters. And then you could charter the hotel speedboat, which docks at an elegant wooden jetty just to the right of the beach for a day of island shopping down the Dalmatian coast. Oh, Dubrovnik, oh, wouldn't that be awesome? And then, are you a door outdoorsman? Word of mouth. See, hear, and go. And then I'm going to talk about New York. But what about you outdoorsmen? From climbing Mount Tielsen to paddling rivers of Washington State's North Cascades, are you an avid thrill seeker? Would you like to spend? Well, there are guys that have spent a lifetime hiking, camping, and backpacking, not to mention road testing gear in the great outdoors. Where do you want to go? Into the Sierras? Woodlands? It's your choice. Where do you want to go? Where, what, and how? How about New York? I have, if you will get Condé Nast Traveler, the June issue of their travel, you could take Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn too. And they have a whole outline. It's 6 pages long. It folds out. And it tells you where to go. The bar? The Bellamy's Bar. There's nowhere more elegant or graceful than the Carly Hotel. You want a shop? Bergdorf Goodman. They even suggest a florist. Miho and her daughter create beautiful floral arrangements. Restaurant. Amazing. Mary's Fish Camp Restaurant. Shops. Ancient baths. Fully decompress. You could spend an hour in a thermal bath. You don't have to leave the country. And then there's the Flushing Mall food court. And then you could take the bar, the Dead Rabbit. Everyone is talking about the amazing, historically accurate cocktails. They even tell you where to go. So you don't have to leave the country. The lure of your summer vacation. Remember, on yesterday's show, I said, sit down, talk about where are you going? What do you want to do? Who's going to be involved? No negative Nellies. Toxic negative thinking? Stay home. Pack your positive energy power. Make it the best trip ever. And to remember to write a journal. And don't forget the wine country, the Napa Valley. the Isle of Sicily. And remember to log on to Virtual Portal to get your talent out there so that we could hear about you and rejoice in your magnificence. Until tomorrow at 11:30, Kathy Watson, au revoir. Yeah.